Barcoding/RFID. Many inventory labels use automatic identification and data capture. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, automatic identification and data capture, AIDC, includes technologies that collect data about objects and then send the data to a computer without human intervention. Examples include radio frequency wireless devices and terminals, barcode scanners, and smart cards. Similarly, an automatic identification system, AIS, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a system that can use various means, including barcode scanning and radio frequencies, to sense and load data in a computer. AIDC applications and AIS typically fall into one of a few categories: identification and validation at the source, tracking, and system interfaces. The actual technologies involved, the information obtained, and the purpose of collection vary widely, but barcodes and scanners and radio frequency identification, RFID, are key examples. These technologies automate the input of data about inventory transformations and movements so that the related inventory and warehouse management systems can integrate with each other and other systems, control inventory levels and transactions without human intervention, other than exceptions, and visualize information on inventory for better management decision-making. Barcodes and scanners. Product information can be represented on a label in the form of a barcode. A barcode is a machine-readable code that identifies, at minimum, the product manufacturer and SKU. Some types of barcodes may contain lot and batch information and/or a serial number in addition to the manufacturer and product information. Barcodes assist in correct identification of products and also operators/staff, inventory locations such as store shelves, pallets, and pallet racks. Barcode labels are very inexpensive to print, and this is a key advantage of using barcodes over other automatic identification solutions. Components of a barcode system include barcode printers, barcode labels, barcode readers, handheld, wearable, or stationary, that increase accuracy, no manual data entry, and improve productivity. Warehouse worker gets new instructions with no side trip. Links between the barcode readers and an application, ERP system, inventory management system, transportation management system, warehouse management system, or point of sale capture. Software applications to process the data collected. Some information systems provide the user with a photograph of the product being scanned for visual verification, which greatly improves accuracy. Exhibit 5-8 shows a typical barcode label. Exhibit 5-8, traditional barcode label. Barcode labels may list data in a format of bars with intervening spaces of varying thickness. Each group of black bars and white spaces represents a character, letter, or number. Exhibit 5-8 shows that a 1D, one-dimensional barcode such as this needs to include start and stop characters that tell the scanner which direction it is reading from. Barcode standards. A common barcode standard is the Universal Product Code, UPC, one type of which is shown in Exhibit 5-9, representing the number 123,456,789,012. A 12-digit number is the maximum information for this type, which is an important consideration when determining the type of barcode to use, since it will impact what information can be provided to the information systems about the product. Exhibit 5-9, UPC barcode, type UPCA. A UPC code typically does not identify products by their serial number or other unique identifier. It is heavily used in retail sales for checkout at cash registers. However, there are a large number of barcode standards, many of which do support identification down to a unique identifier. Some may use the 12-digit UPC code as the unique identifier. Another example of a 1D barcode format is the GS1 data bar, which may split a longer barcode into up to 3 layers of barcodes to enable the barcode to be printed on very small labels. They are widely used in retail and are popular for perishable food labeling. GS1 data bar codes can include item weight, batch number, and expiration date. There is a method of separating the layers for omnidirectional read orientation. The expanded stack version of this type of barcode enables 74 numeric digits or 41 alphanumeric digits. Another type of barcode is the 2D barcode. This barcode can be scanned by mobile devices for automatic redirection to mobile-friendly websites. This type of barcode includes standards such as QR for quick response. Exhibit 5-10 shows an example of a QR code. The chief advantage of such a code is that it stores data both horizontally and vertically rather than just in one direction, so more data can be stored in a small space. Therefore, 2D barcodes are a type of barcode that can be used to identify an item by its serial number. Exhibit 5-10, 2D barcode, type, QR code. Barcodes are not smart tags. They are simply a hard-coded number or alphanumeric information that identifies a product SKU, a website, or other information. When the type of barcode used does not identify a product down to its serial number, this can be an issue for product defects and quality assurance, especially for medicine and packaged foods. In some cases, one or more additional barcode blocks, not using UPC coding, carry the serial number, lot number, or other scannable data. In other cases, a single barcode, for example, a 2D code, contains the manufacturer, SKU, and serial number. Due to the limitations of 1D barcodes, an industry initiative has set a goal for all POS scanners to be able to accept 2D barcodes by 2027. GS1 is helping to make this initiative, called Sunrise 2027, become a reality. This will help not only product sellers with their tracking, but consumers will be able to get more product information on demand too. For example, in a GS1 US article titled, "Get Ready for GS1 Sunrise 2027. A cited survey indicated that 62% of consumers are willing to spend more money on a product that has detailed product information. Readers in batch or real-time processing. Large industrial scanners can read barcodes in a wide viewing field for high-speed sorting. Once the barcode is scanned, the unique identifier can be run through the related information system to link to and retrieve an abundance of data, SKU, date made, location in a warehouse, ERP system part number identifier, and more. Most readers are designed to read multiple barcode formats. Barcode data is often downloaded and processed in batches. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, batch processing as it relates to computer processing is a computer technique in which transactions are accumulated and processed together or in a lot. Batch processing is low cost. Real-time systems include better data on availability for salespersons, on-the-fly correction of operator errors, and the ability to add or change tasks during a job. Barcode read errors. Barcode read errors can result in packages not being received, picked, put away, or loaded according to the information system. Handheld readers are designed to reduce errors by signaling the user when a barcode has been successfully read, but user training is still an important error prevention measure. Checks can also be built into processes. For example, most organizations use multiple readers from different angles, so packages passing on conveyor belts can be quickly read with minimal risk of errors. As orders are sorted and batched, items are scanned again. Barcode labels that have gotten dirty or are misplaced on the packaging will not be read correctly and might have to be replaced by new copies so the information can be retained. Radio frequency identification. Radio frequency identification, RFID, as defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is a system using electronic tags to store data about items. Accessing or retrieving this data is accomplished through a specific radio frequency and does not require close proximity or line-of-sight access. RFID tags may be used to identify and locate units, primarily at the case and or pallet level due to cost issues. While RFID has experienced a lull in adoption since its inception, primarily due to the higher cost of the tags relative to printing barcode labels, this technology has experienced a resurgence as an enabler of omnichannel retailing, such as to support store fulfillment. For example, omnichannel fulfillment centers that use pouch sorters, goods are stored and moved to the picker using an automated system of pouches on a rail system, have an RFID tag on each pouch to ensure accuracy of inventory and inventory movements. Macy's and Target use it for their buy online, pick up and store option to help associates find the exact item ordered. Other use cases include Delta Airlines tagging baggage for flights, Pfizer using them to track drugs and deter counterfeits, or AGPS making light plastic pallets with embedded RFID chips. The electronic tags are smart chips whose signals are automatically picked up by readers/interrogators. Readers can be combined with cellular/global positioning devices for in-transit updates. Information on RFID tags is robust, such as providing a unique serial number for a product. Associated data are also stored on the internet. Data capture is entirely automatic, and tags can be read even when the item is under other packages. Handheld readers or reading stations in a warehouse automatically gather all product data, including serial numbers and counts of SKUs. A significant feature of RFID tags is that the information on the tag can be altered from a distance, unlike barcodes. Applications for logistics include updating the tag with a current location to provide a pharmaceutical drug chain of custody, or dynamically changing the description of an item as value is added during manufacturing. Electronic Product Codes, EPCs. EPC Global's Electronic Product Code, EPC, is the most widely accepted set of standards for RFID tag data and has been mandated by numerous retailers. EPC Global's EPC Generation 2, Gen 2, interface protocols are recognized as the ISO 18006 class of standards. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines electronic product codes, EPCs, as codes that are used with radio frequency identification tags to carry information about the product that will support warranty programs. The item's creation location, distribution points, and point of sale can be known down to the specific cash register and salesperson. EPC Global Network. The EPC Global Network is a standards-based method of locating and verifying EPC codes. It creates an intelligent value chain for products. Trading partners use the web-based EPC Global Network to locate EPC codes and view the manufacturer's secure item website for additional product data. EPC Global Tag Data Standards add security against counterfeiting RFID tags. For example, drug companies can use the network to track their products through the supply chain and guarantee that nothing was illicitly introduced, guard against counterfeits, and issue targeted product recalls. Only the EPC Global's object naming service can issue tag headers. The product identifier is checked against this online registry. EPC tags, readers, and printers. An RFID tag is a tiny microchip with an antenna. Simple and cheap tags are used to record an EPC, while more sophisticated tags are used as mobile databases. Some tags are for single use only, while other tags can be updated and reused. Tag types include active, passive, and semi-passive. The following definitions of the tag types are from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. An active tag is a radio frequency identification tag that broadcasts information and contains its own power source. Such tags can transmit data to a reader at long ranges and are the most expensive type. They are often used to tag containers or pallets. Active tags include a battery and thus have a shorter usable lifespan. A passive tag is a radio frequency identification tag that does not send out data and is not self-powered, meaning radio frequency energy from the reader temporarily powers the tag. Passive tags can transmit data at short range and are cheap if purchased in bulk. Readers must typically be installed at gateway entry and exit points on equipment such as a forklift or be handheld. A semi-passive tag is a radio frequency identification tag that sends out data, is self-powered, and widens its range by harnessing power from the reader. Companies often combine active and passive tags, for example, by placing active tags on high-value assets and whole containers and passive tags on unit loads or cartons. The advantages of RFID technology are very rapid and accurate data acquisition and communication into the organization's data network and less reliance on humans, meaning less labor. The disadvantages are the cost of tags and printers and tag printer reliability and throughput. Labor is not entirely eliminated. Some human intervention is needed to verify that the tags have been read, raising the cost of the system and reducing efficiency. RFID tag read errors. RFID tags might not be read successfully due to interference, a distorted radio signal, which may be caused by factors such as antenna size, reader power level, frequency use, and other radio frequency emissions, for example, machinery white noise. Some liquids absorb reader slash tag signals, and some metals reflect signals. While reading single cases on a conveyor is very reliable, reading multiple boxes on a pallet is not foolproof. Common adjustments to improve read rates include placing readers in locations with less interference, placing a buffer or shield between the tag and the interfering object, adjusting the position and angle of the RFID antennae on readers, changing reader or tag type slash manufacturer to suit the facility or product, regular maintenance and testing. Sometimes processes may have to be redesigned. For example, a major airline found that it could increase the accuracy of luggage read rates to more than 90%, but it would need to change how its operators loaded baggage into the metal luggage carts to get that accuracy level. Implementing RFID. A full implementation requires cost justification. The costs associated with RFID can be difficult to estimate because they include not just individual RFID tag costs, but also infrastructure changes. Therefore, a limited project may be the best way to implement RFID, such as where items need careful tracking. The business case should drive RFID selection. Target a supply chain process that has sufficient room for improvement and would provide a strategic advantage, such as collaborative product lifecycle management, continuous demand management, stockout reduction, asset management, fulfillment slash distribution, aftermarket sales, or counterfeiting or theft deterrence. Finally, before implementing RFID, companies should be at a high stage of logistics maturity. Implementations at lower stages will lead to an inability to use the gathered information, all the cost, and none of the benefits.